Luann King.
My daughter, first I want to say I saw you woke up, oh, you getting up, walking a little bit. I see you're aching in your hips, but the Lord spoke to me before that he's going to break the spirit of infirmity. For it's not only your hips that have been bothering you. There have been other chronic diseases, even generational curses that have come in your line that have come against you, fibromyalgia, heart problems, blood disorders. But the Lord says, I am your healer, and I'm going to give you breakthrough, says the Lord. And not only that, says the Lord, I shall begin even this year, this coming year, to use you to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. You shall walk in faith, in a new amount of faith, for the Lord is coming to strengthen you. In the night season, I shall visit you, and I shall awake you, and I shall call you to intercession. You shall dwell between the wings of the cherubim in the innermost part where you have not felt that you have entered before. It will not take you a long time, says the Lord, for I will transport you by my spirit into my presence. I'm going to cause you to be one who will carry the presence of the Lord, who will walk with the peace of God, who will bring life. There's power of life on your tongue, says the Lord. I'm going to cause you to speak to those things that are not as if they are, and I'm going to cause them to begin to come to pass. Lo, says the Lord, even in your own family, those who have turned, those who have whose minds have been turned, I'm going to bring restoration to them. Know that your prayers are the breakthrough, says the Lord. This is a season where I want you to take a stand and be unmovable, says the Lord. Declare my word in truth and in love, and let your spirit know and be at rest in this. From the day you prayed, I sent my angel to war with the prince of Persia. He is coming down, says the Lord. His reign no longer has an authority, and I'm going to bring restoration and family situations and relationships. You shall walk with a new joy and a peace. You shall walk with a new authority, and you shall walk in health, says the Lord. I'm visiting your neck and your shoulders. I'm really sensing almost like a spirit of fibromyalgia has come against you too, your shoulders and your arms, and there's aching and muscles that you can't get to, but the Lord says, I can get to them, and I'm going to strengthen you, and I speak healing to your hips and to your back and to every issue, says the Lord. But know this, your real strength lies in your spirit, man. You're a woman of integrity. You had opportunity to do things evil. And my word says, do not render evil to those who render evil to you, but rather good. And it goes on to say in Psalms that those who render evil for good, a curse will fall upon them, even a vagabond spirit. But you have entered, you have done good even to those who have done evil to you. And there's coming judgment of God, a wandering spirit upon those who have come against you, where they will never find peace and satisfaction until they bow their knees, says the Lord. And that has even been your prayer, has it not, says the Lord? Have you not even spoken those words? I have heard you, and it's not been for judgment, but to spare their lives. And I will do this thing for you, righteous woman of God. And there's an anointing for intercession upon you. Gather those and join in prayer with those that are intercessors. For I'm coming, says the Lord, even for this house, to release a new anointing, a new corporate anointing, for the power of God to be manifested. And it will come through prayer and the intercession of those. This is the season where the unity of heart, mind, and spirit, and purpose of God shall be established in your lives. Focus on me, says the Lord. It is a season of breakthrough and multiplication for all of you, and especially for you, O woman of God.
I want to say amen. That is the word of the Lord.
I know the feeling, brother.
That is the word of the Lord. As you stood up, the Lord said to me, and there is my intercessor. And the one thing that the Lord pressed in my spirit is that he does not want you to pray from a place of anguish and grief. This is what Hannah said to the prophet when he saw her praying in the temple. She said, your daughter is praying out of great anguish and grief. And the Lord would say, I do not want you to pray that way. I want you to recognize your position. We intercede from a place of position. The Bible says that we are seated with him in heavenly places. So we don't pray from down up. We pray from up down, as it is in heaven. That's how we pray. And the Lord would say, this is the position that I want you to pray from. But you are an anointed intercessor, period. pray. Lord, we need to give her our name before we leave. And you pray for us.
Amen. Amen. Stand up, sweetheart. Hallelujah. And come over here. Can I have a couple of gentlemen just in case? Hallelujah. You don't have to fall, honey, but the Lord brings you down. Go. Hallelujah. Shikurubuhuta. There's coming, I want the other prophets to come join me. There's coming an inner healing to you tonight. All the wounds of yesterday, everything stemming back from even the time of your conception, even the spirit of rejection that had been over your life, failed relationships, the spirit of abandonment and loneliness. There was a time where you internalized your wounding and it turned into bitterness, but you've let that go because of your love for God. But inside, you've been so wounded and so hurt, there's like scar tissue of the enemy's work, but the salve of healing's coming on you tonight. You will no longer be under that pain of the memories of yesterday. But the Lord brings a restoration. A restoration to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. A restoration to you. Hallelujah. Move out of the way, brother, because she's just... Anybody got a little pillow, a little book, or something to put under her head that she's a little bit more comfortable here? Hallelujah. Shika. Are you comfortable, honey? We need to get something under her neck. Hallelujah. Put something under her neck. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Are you comfortable, honey? Just let Holy Ghost work on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We go too late tonight, I'm finding another corner for myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, just work healing. Something sovereign and supernatural by the power of the Holy Ghost is happening into you tonight, honey. And there's a liberating that's coming and a freedom that's coming. Sometimes when you go to close your eyes in the night season, your life and the disappointments of life pass through like a videotape. And they replay and they replay and they replay and they replay. It's broken. It's done. And God's strength and healing is your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. You can get up anytime you want. These gentlemen will help you, but just stay in the presence in the Lord. Let bathe in it a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we seal these words over Luann, and we ask that you would do the fullness of the work that you have promised. Lord, the fullness of your victory from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord. Lord, keep her where you would have her to be. And Lord, we thank you that you have called a mighty woman of prayer out. And we thank you for the anointing that rests upon her in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
One more thing I want to say to you, sister. I'll stand and cover you. How's that? Amen. That was easy. One more thing I just want to say to you so that you're not afraid when this happens. There will be instances where God will open your spiritual eyes and you'll see things in the spirit realm. And know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Don't look for them. Don't get spiritual. But when they come, you just say, Lord, you start praying and you say, Lord, I don't even have to know what they mean. All I know is that you've called me to attention. And strike in prayer. Hallelujah. God bless you.